Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's a Friday. A lot of fun stuff out there live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I'm told Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow's favorite target, best young receiver since Randy Moss, is joining us on the show today. My Bengal love has no bounds. Joy Taylor is joining me. I was telling the staff this morning, if I wasn't a public figure, this whole birthday thing is a little bit like NFTs and cryptocurrency. It's very speculative. It could be a scam. I got so much free stuff yesterday. If people didn't know and I didn't announce it publicly, you could just go into places constantly and
tell people that's your birthday? It's not the worst thing if you're a group of girls to go out and pretend like it's someone's birthday, or maybe someone's getting married if you're in a different city. Definitely have never done that before. No, people like to celebrate, you know? People like to celebrate with you. I told you, birthdays to me are very special because it's a celebration of another year of you. I think that's pretty cool.
I had the best piece of chicken parm, sautéed spinach, one cocktail at Slay in Manhattan Beach.
That's a nice birthday.
Oh, I don't take pictures of food. I took a picture of it.
Really?
I'll share it later.
You have to tweet it. You're like a food blogger now.
I don't do that. So I want to start with this whole Antonio Brown, Bruce Arians situation. We're going to play detective here. You watch detective shows, right? Like Bosch. I grew up watching Columbo, Rockford Files. I love Bosch. It's probably my favorite thing on any streaming service is Bosch. And it's fun to play along, right? So what do detectives look for when they come into a crime scene or something, right? He did it. No, he did it. What do they look for? Liars. Bosch looks in. Columbo comes in. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. So let's look at Antonio Brown's history. He lies a lot. Recently, he created a fake vaccine card. Lying. He lied about his helmet. Remember with the Raiders? He lied several times to a chef. The chef wouldn't back down. He stiffed him. I found 22 lies this morning. These are three or four. And we have an apparent lie with Bruce Arians and Tampa Bay. So as a detective, I see some deception here with a person with a history of deception. I'll write that down. You ever notice they always carry a little thing? Detectives, I'm going to write that down in their little pad. Okay, now, as a great detective, I'm going to look for a motive. Yeah, why would this guy lie? Story out this morning, validated, verified by multiple people, that Antonio Brown and his agent, he likes his money the week before the Jets game. He asked that some bonus money be guaranteed. And the Bucs said, no, you agree to a contract. It's bonus money. We didn't give you guaranteed money because of your past behavior. It's bonus money. We're not going to turn it into a guarantee. So the motive was, I'm mad. I want more targets. Now there's another motive and another story. The Buccaneers, Bruce Arians is saying, we'll get to his bite in a second, though, that this was all about targets. So now I have, as a detective, a deceptive person that lies a lot, a motive. He wanted more catches in this game. And before the game, he and his agent called the Bucs. I may not get to these catches, so can you just transfer it to guaranteed money? The Bucs said no. So now he's mad. So then what do you look for after you have lying and motives? You look for a pattern of behavior when the liar with motives doesn't get his way. I looked this up this morning. He had multiple outbursts in Pittsburgh, one specifically with Ben Roethlisberger, because Ben was throwing the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster too much. And at practice one day, AB threw a ball at Big Ben. Oh, he had an outburst when he wasn't getting his way in Oakland with Mike Mayock and grabbed a football and punted it. And then he had this outburst with the Jets. So now I have deceptive guy, multiple motives, and a pattern of behavior when liar with motives doesn't get his way. In fact, if you reversed it and just looked at his action, his pattern of behavior, you could go backwards and say, okay, so what action didn't he get? What was his motive and why did he lie? Because this is how he acts when he doesn't get his way after often lying and using a motive to get what he wants that he doesn't get. So you don't have to be Columbo here. This is easy stuff. Deception, motives, and a pattern of behavior. And it all gets synced up and linked up as Bruce Arians, who doesn't have a history of lying, would have no motive to lie, and doesn't have a pattern of behavior of nonsense if he doesn't get his own way. Here's Bruce.
At no point in time during that game did he ever ask a trainer or a doctor about his ankle. He was very upset at halftime about who was getting targeted. Got that calmed down. Players took care of that. It started again on the sideline. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, you're done. Get the F out of here.
Okay, this does not take great detective work. This is basic police work. It's very basic stuff. Deception, motives, pattern of behavior. Not difficult. I mean, if you want to side with a guy with a history of all three, deception, motives, and erratic behavior, knock yourself out. But as the detective who runs this show, that's the guy I'm taking back to the department for questioning. All right, so Jim Harbaugh, according to stories, and Jim Harbaugh called me yesterday at home. This is very nice of Jim Harbaugh. Said very nice things. It's good to talk to Jim. We talked about his family. The Michigan football coach, according to Bruce Feldman at The Athletic, he's really good. He has very positive feelings about the Chicago Bears. So I have a rule in life. Don't ever get happier than happy. Like, if you can be happy, you've hit it out of the park. Very few people are truly happy. We see studies. I mean, the pandemic's made it worse, right? Like, how many people are happy today? Jim Harbaugh's happy. Be very careful about trying to get happier than happy. The problem with the Bears' job, it's got anxiety written all over it. Because it's got more questions than answers. Doesn't matter if it's a marriage, it's a job, it's relationships. When you have more questions than answers, it creates anxiety for all of us. Bears at quarterback, most important position. I think Justin Fields is good, but he was bad a lot and hurt a lot. Offensive line, issues. Defense, old, needs to be rebuilt. GM, don't know him, don't like the looks of it. A lot of anxiety, a lot of questions. Not a lot of answers. Michigan's nothing but answers. It is a top 10 to 12 program. It's the second best football program, in my opinion, and most opinions, in the Big Ten. He's got his quarterback next year. Cade McNamara's coming back. Has a young, excellent, very strong recruiting staff. They have recruiting momentum. And Jim's dad is right around the corner. And the kids leave the house and go over to grandpa and hang out all the time. So life's good. When you're considering taking a new job, the stuff you got to think about is, does the job have answers or questions? And now I think Jim's a great coach, and I think Jim should be the number one candidate in the NFL, and I think he'd be very good in the NFL. I think he'd be great for the Raiders. I really do. I think he'd be perfect. If he takes it, I get it. I get it. But that organization outside of Derek Carr similarly has a lot of questions. The owner, the GM, the roster, the division, Mahomes twice, Justin Herbert twice. What if Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver? So my advice would be, I know I was a detective earlier, but now I'm an agent. You know, I like to have these scenarios in my life. Would be careful, Jim. Leaving a place with answers where you're very well compensated and very happy for a place where two of those three will be true, but it's a bunch of questions. And it's be one thing now if Belichick retired, there's a lot of answers there. I even got a quarterback, though he may have a low ceiling. But for all these coaches that take these NFL jobs, most don't already have a great job. They're a coordinator. They're on the street. They've been fired. They've got an average college job. I think Harbaugh would be my first choice. I think he hit it out of the park in a lot of them. And I also agree that the transfer portal and the NIL in college football right now today is a bit of an unregulated mess. But I'd have a hard time leaving Michigan. I think a lot about this. It is. I get it. I would totally get it if he leaves. Totally get it. But man, there's a lot of happiness there, and there's a lot of answers there. Those are tough places to leave. I don't think Harbaugh knew it was my birthday when he called me. Would have been awesome if he called me for that, but he didn't. He called me for something.
Who was the coolest person that talked to you yesterday?
Well, Jim Harbaugh, probably.
No, I mean for your birthday.
Who's the coolest person?
Yeah.
That called for my birthday?
Yeah.
Well, there's
always somebody that texts you or hits you up on your birthday, and you're like, oh, my God.
I didn't have a lot of oh, my gods.
Come on, Colin.
I had a lot of these. You better text me. No, it was fun. You know, because my daughter went out with her friends, and I was home alone. So I went and sought people. I didn't have, like, a group. I'm like, I'm going to go find people who are going to
celebrate you for your birthday?
Yeah. So I didn't have a big, because everybody's gone in my house right now. Wife doesn't come back till Sunday morning. So there's a lot of, I had to go find the fun. Remember, that was my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Go find fun.
Leave the house. Go find the fun. All right, good stuff today. Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals, I'm told, will be coming up this hour. Also, coming up next, you hear things all the time, and if somebody says it with confidence, it's very believable. If somebody walks up and says, matter of fact, bang, and says something, you're like, oh, he really believes it. So people have been saying something about a huge football game over the next 3 days. And I went and did more detective work on this. And I don't think it's true at all. And I'll prove it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
People say things, and when they say it with confidence, it's easier to believe them. Here's something people have been saying. Bama-Georgia play Monday night. It is very hard to beat a team two times in one season. It's almost impossible. Really? Well, let's just take the NFL, where the margins are much slimmer than college football. In college football, we know Alabama has the best coach and the best quarterback and the best roster because they have for a decade. But let's go to the NFL. Last year, Tampa beat Green Bay twice. And that's with Aaron Rodgers. Georgia doesn't have that. Dallas, for the last 4 or 5 years with Dak, has dominated the Giants and Washington and Philadelphia year after year. Pittsburgh for years, 20 years, especially with Big Ben, dominated the Bengals twice a year and the Browns twice a year. In fact, 22 times this year in the NFL, a team has beaten a team twice. It will end up being over 30 because this weekend there's rivalry games. over 30 times, and we don't know the specific number, but over 30 times in the NFL this year. And this is pro football. They're all pros. They all have pro quarterbacks. A team has beaten a team two times. In fact, I'll take it a step further, and I'll get to the college football thing in a second. Since 2000, six times an NFL team has beaten another NFL team three times in a season. And obviously to do that, that would mean both teams are playoff teams. So six times since 2000, playoff teams have been beaten three times. In fact, the Steelers beat the Ravens, a good Ravens team, three times in 2008. And all I heard was, you can't beat a team two times. Okay, the Steelers can't beat them three times. Boom, 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 they did all three. Georgia did not beat a single top quarterback all year. Bryce Young is the toppiest of the toppest. He's the best quarterback in college football. In fact, not only did Georgia not beat him, they couldn't stop him. It was a scrimmage. He threw for almost 440 yards. College football, similarly to the NFL, it happens all the time. When a team is better, they beat a team twice. In fact, I'll take that same time span. Since 2000, 39 times a college team has beaten another college team twice in one season, 39 times. And that means they were both bowl teams or good enough to get to the conference championship. Good teams, which Georgia is. There is no proof that Kirby Smart is a better coach than Nick Saban. There is nothing resembling truth that a Georgia quarterback's in the same class as Bryce Young. There is no proof that Georgia in big games plays better than Alabama. We know that the opposite to be true. Georgia's got great players, but is often the Kirk Cousins of college football. They shrink in big spots often. I like Alabama Monday. It doesn't mean they'll win, but the idea that you can't beat a team twice, you can beat them three times. You can beat them multiple times. If you have a better roster, a better coach, and a significantly better quarterback. That's how the Steelers beat that good Ravens team three times. Big Ben Prime, Joe Flacco. Bryce Young literally tore Georgia apart. Like that Georgia-Michigan game, you felt middle of the second quarter, oh, this is a mismatch. This is a complete mismatch. It wasn't one of those field goal and overtime things where you could see it going the other way. There's, in fact, no proof that Georgia can be competitive against Alabama. So I'm going to put it out there. I'm taking Bryce Young, and I'm taking Nick Saban for the national championship. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't think I will be. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Russell Wilson's future with the Seahawks has been a big talking point this season.
It certainly has.
And before last week's home finale, he said he hoped it wouldn't be his last game in Seattle, but he made it clear that this week he doesn't want to go anywhere.
You know, my goal is to win more Super Bowls, and you know, my plan is to win them here. You know, it's that simple. You know, I think that's and so that's you know, there's nothing really else other than that.
Well, I think first of all, Corbin, you know, when it comes to no trade clause in sports, the main reason is for so teams can't trade somebody to anywhere. That's the number one reason.
We've always thought I'd always be here, and that's been always my goal is to. To win, I have said to you guys, win multiple Super Bowls, and my plans to be here and to do that.
Well, it is now discussed regularly in Seattle, so we've gotten to at least that point, is that it's being discussed openly. The questions are asked. They're asked to Pete. They're asked to Russell. Often smoke, there's fire. So we're not at a place where any of us are going to be shocked. We've moved to the flirting stage or discussion stage of a breakup.
Well, I mean, he got caught in the bar with the girl. Like, he's the one that said that these are the options. Like, not him, but his agent said, like, these are the places that would be comfortable going to. So this isn't like a media fabricated story. Like, it came from Russell Wilson's camp that he was unhappy in the current situation, and that if they were to move on, these are the places he would accept as a landing spot. Now, obviously, some of those places have been scratched off. It was the Cowboys, and I think it was Chicago. So they have their guys. So those are no longer an option. Maybe the Saints. Don't think the Raiders are moving off of Derek Carr. I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised. But when I was thinking about the Seattle situation this morning, I feel like other than, if that hadn't happened, would we be having this conversation at all? Like, I don't think we would be talking about this at all, about the idea of Russell Wilson leaving Seattle and maybe not even moving off of Pete Carroll, if we hadn't had that little break at the beginning of the season where he talked about those other teams.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have a down year? I mean, they were 12-4 and won the NFC West last year. Russell Wilson got hurt this year. Their defense has been struggling. Maybe it's just a bad year for Seattle.
By the way,
in a tough division.
Lamar Jackson,
yes.
Russell Wilson, down years. Peyton Manning year 4, down year.
Like, we don't give any team any grace to struggle at any point for any reason. Like, he was injured this year.
We have multiple instances in baseball where very good players have down years. Like, a lot. Like, we have golfers, greatest golfers in the world. You're the best golfer in the world. You literally go off a cliff for a year. So,
it's his first losing season that he's had since he's been to Seattle.
Yeah, so it's a good point. Like, it could just be there's a coach, a new coach. They have a coordinator. Takes a while. Division's great. There was an injury.
The defense hasn't really been great.
Key injuries. To your point, it that would be my Pete Carroll sales point. Is like, it was a convergence of weird things between some COVID moments, some injuries, the division, your injuries. Two players didn't play. We're close. You could make that argument.
I mean, they won the division last year. They were 12-4, and they walked off a cliff this year, but I do think there are some explanations for why that happened, including Russell Wilson getting injured.
Yeah.
I don't think we would be talking about the idea of Russell Wilson leaving if he hadn't had that statement from his agent at the beginning of the season. I think we're getting a little crazy with, like, everybody's going to be moving, and I still maintain this Tom Brady situation is an outlier. I don't think that it's this going to be this bombardment of everybody trying to move. Because when it comes to NFL quarterbacks, it's not as simple as LeBron going from Cleveland to the Lakers or to Miami or KD to Brooklyn. It's a different sport. Like, the impact that someone like KD or LeBron is going to have on an organization in a city is much larger than one quarterback going to a team. Like, if you can go to a team, be a great quarterback, if your defense is terrible, you're still not winning.
Yeah.
So it's not a turnkey situation unless you're Tom Brady and you're going to Tampa Bay, which, again, I maintain is an outlier. So the Cowboys offense started strong this year, but it seemed to take a dip in the middle of the season. Dak hit back at the notion that he was in a slump or that he's playing injured, even though he hasn't quite looked entirely the same since week 6 with his calf strain. And the Dallas Morning News suggested that while Dak isn't the only one to blame for the offense recently, it's up to him to turn things around as they enter into the postseason. I don't really think it's entirely on Dak, and I think the Dak slump thing is exaggerated as well. I think we put Dak in a kind of try to force him into a different category than what he is because of what he's paid, which I don't really get caught up too much in what he's paid. What were you going to do? Were you going to lose Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're paid what the market says you're going to be paid.
Right.
And sometimes you're paid what someone's willing to pay you, whether it's what's realistic for the situation or not. We know you have to have a franchise quarterback, and Dak has every bit of the formula for a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? Tom Brady? No, but there's three of those guys on earth.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say the Vikings initially are paying more for Kirk Cousins than they want. Atlanta's paying more for Matt Ryan than they want. To your point, when you need something and there's a scarcity of it on the market, and especially in Dak's case, he's already in-house.
And you didn't have to pay Dak for a long time.
Yeah, no, you got some equity. And I mean, if you really, it doesn't work that way, the salary cap. But to your point, basically, if you look at what they paid him and what he's made now, it's about $7 million a year.
Right. Like, if you look at what a deal they got for him for his first couple of years in the league, obviously, again, that's not how it works. But I don't get caught up in the money and what the expectations should be for him for the money. Like, expectations should be what he is based off of how he plays. But the rushing game, the run game to me is actually the key to the Cowboys. If you look at how they perform against teams that are under 500 and over, that's what it all comes down to. We know Dak shouldn't have to throw the ball that much. So if they can run the ball well, even against these better teams, they'll be fine in the playoffs.
Okay, Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
We got him a little earlier than expected. Jamar Chase is as good a rookie receiver. Randy Moss is the only thing that even comes to mind. And, you know, it was really funny. My favorite part of the Jamar Chase story is, you know, you got to be careful about all the news that comes out during camp. Remember during camp? Oh, Jamar Chase really struggling. can't catch the ball. Joe Burrow pushed back and said, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's not only good, he's great. And he had an unbelievable weekend last week. Let's bring on Ja'Marr Chase live to our show. Man, all I heard about in camp, Ja'Marr, is you couldn't catch the ball. That's all I heard. So when you heard those stories, were you thinking to yourself, the hell's going on here? Well, what did you make of those early reports?
Yeah, I was really not going about it, you know, letting it go through one ear, out the other ear, you know, just staying on my craft and working, you know, trying to focus on the season upon me.
Much like a Justin Jefferson, you've walked into this league and you are really good, really fast. Now, that's hard. That's hard for legends. That was hard for Jerry Rice, the late Walter Payton. Was there a moment early in the season for you, Ja'Marr, that you kind of knew, hey, listen, I have a chance to be exceptional year one? Were there moments? Was it at camp? Was it at games? Did you feel you had a kind of a breakthrough where you knew, I'm picking this thing up, this pro football thing up fast?
It was really just on me getting down to offense. You know, once I got down to offense and, you know, getting comfortable with the offense and the game of speed, you know, I really felt comfortable immediately.
Yeah. What makes Joe Burrow special? I love him. We love him. It can't just be, hey, he throws the ball well. There's got to be more to it than that, because a lot of guys throw the ball well. You know him as well as anybody. What is the it thing with him, Ja'Marr?
Yeah. So think about Joe is, you know, his confidence is sky high. You know, the way he handles himself, his confidence, you know, the way he preparates is a very different. So I feel like he's been doing that his whole life since I knew him. You know, even in college, you know, he was coming to me with the preparation about, you know, the tendencies with DBs and how they going to play me. You know, that's something, you know, he's always told me. And, you know, now it's upon myself, you know, go out and figure it out myself. But, you know, that's something about Joe. You know, he pays attention to all the DBs' tendencies, you know, and that's how he, you know, pick and chooses who he wants.
What did it mean to you to break Justin Jefferson's record? Like, personally, like, listen, records matter. That stuff matters, right? It's cool. There's bonuses. There's stuff tied to it. It's legacy. It's in the record books. What did it mean for you?
Yeah, it meant a lot. It was a goal of mine. I written it down, you know, sticking it on my mirror. I did that in college, you know, and, you know, it's been with me ever since. You know, now I get to go back and call Justin, rub it in his face, you know, a little bit, get to chat with him. So that's my guy. You know, this is something, you know, we always talk about. So it's just a blessing to have an opportunity to be in this position.
You know, Ja'Marr, a lot of times you see a young player and a basketball player molds his game after somebody. And then there are guys, I mean, I'd never seen a Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. But there was a guy named David Thompson. You're too young to remember. The games had some similarities. Was there a receiver you watched for years when you're 12 years old, 13 years old, routes, hands, style, that you modeled it after?
Yeah, so the main person I was watching growing up was Dez Bryant. You know, he was always somebody I always watched when he was with Tony Romo, you know. And, you know, back then, that's when we had Marcus Colson at the Saints. So I was always watching the Dez Bryant. So, you know, it's been growing over ever since. You know, I stayed with it, learned from it, you know, and that's when I started to watch, you know, other receivers and just take their stuff.
Now, veteran cornerbacks will often talk trash to take a young receiver, get in his head, and get out of his game. Do you get that? Do you get trash talk?
Yeah, last game we was having a little chit-chat with 35 from the Chiefs. You know, it don't need to be much too said, but what's understood don't need to be explained. So, you know, we had a little chit-chat.
I love watching these highlights. You're preparing for the playoffs. Everybody tells you, Ja'Marr, the playoffs are going to be different. It's not like the regular season. Have you talked – you guys are a young team, but have you talked to Zach Taylor about that? Have you talked to players about that?
No, I haven't talked to any players yet. I definitely want to ask, you know, some of the high praise receivers that's in the league, if I could get in contact with them, you know, what should I expect? You know, what covers, you know, should I expect they, you know, that, you know, a lot of teams bring out in the playoffs that they might not bring out in the regular season. So, you know, it's just, you know, questions that I should ask receivers, you know, willing to be learned.
Mm-hmm. What are you proudest of? The athletic ability, the hands, the routes. Like, if I said to you, somebody gave you a compliment, what's the best compliment somebody can give Ja'Marr Chase?
Out of everything, I'd say my speed, because in college, I actually didn't think I was this fast. Derek Stingley used to tell me all the time, bro, you're faster than what you think. So my speed is something I love complimenting.
All right. About. Brian Kelly at LSU. I don't like the fake accent thing, but he's a pretty good coach. You think he's going to work?
I don't know too much about him. You know, I haven't did any research because, you know, he wasn't my coach when I was there.
Yeah.
But, you know, fingers crossed on how his season goes. Hopefully he can turn it around over there.
Say hi to Joe Burrow. We love him on the show, Jamar. Congrats on the record, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jamar Chase, who is as good a rookie receiver as you're going to get. They do not get much better. So I was thinking about – so this weekend, it's a weird weekend in the NFL. So the NFL wanted to extend the season a week. I was not a huge fan of it. You know, to me, it just means I'm going to have more guys hurt for the playoffs. And as I've argued for years and years about all these sports, baseball's regular season is way too long. They should have 100 games and then add two or three layers of playoff games. Because in what's happened in society, that we're all more distracted. And so I look at TV ratings all the time. The NFL ratings this year are fantastic. Why? It's the last sport. NBA ratings aren't great. Hockey ratings aren't great. Baseball regular season ratings aren't great. Why are NFLs? Why are they best in 10 years? Why? Because in a fragmented society that we're very distracted, football games you have to watch. So this weekend, it's interesting. In week 17, Joy, there's a lot of games I don't have to watch. I mean, you got an extra week. There's two games I'm watching for sure. Rams 49ers, and then it happens to be two LA teams, and then Chargers Raiders. So it's interesting. The criticism of week 17 was it kind of kills urgency. And what do we have in week 17? I don't really need to watch all the games. It's backup quarterbacks, it's backups. So not that I care about winning the argument, but it's always been my knock on more. We're addicted in America to more and more and more and more. You'll watch the CNN political coverage. They have 42 people on the set. Could you give me two that are smart and let them talk? I mean, I see that on draft coverage from networks. There's 13 people. Give me three or four that are really smart. And so I'm not a huge fan of more NFL games. And I think what you're seeing is this. I don't have to watch much this weekend. What I really have to do if I'm a team is make sure my guys who are older and a little banged up don't play. But the good news for us at Fox, Niners-Rams is a fantastic game. But I want to talk about that because going forward, what do you do with rookie quarterbacks? This year's been fascinating, and there's only one common thread. That's coming up, The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Blazing 5, 15 minutes from now, off a winning week, Joy. Had a winning week. 3-2 last week. That Steelers Monday night win was big for us. Feeling very good for the Blase 5. It's not had a good year. So I'm going to talk about 49ers Rams, but I'm going to get into it with a story. So every year when I do this show, I tweak one or two things. I sit down with the producers. I look at numbers, data, what's working, what's not. I already have one major change I'm making next year on the show in the football season. I'm not going to talk about it now. You'll figure it out later. But this is what I do, and I believe you just got to keep tweaking and tweaking. I don't want this show to sound like 1 9 years ago, right? And so years ago, I got data, and my ratings went up when I stopped talking about regular season baseball. The audience didn't want it. Playoff baseball is different. World Series, big drama, but regular season baseball over the last 10 years. Stopped talking about it, numbers went up. I learned when it came to Fox, and I started doing a TV show that is simulcast on radio. At ESPN, I did a radio show that was simulcast on TV. Now I do a TV show that's simulcast on radio. I'm in a TV studio, TV workers, TV staff overwhelmingly. Nothing against radio, it's just the way, the sensibility of it. I don't take calls. Right, I figured that out after 6 months. Oh, when you do a TV show that's on radio, you can't take calls. I did it for the first 6 months. So I'm always tweaking. And I thought, here's another tweak, and I'll get to it in 3 minutes. But I was thinking about this. So Jimmy Garoppolo is beat up. His hand's all messed up. He dropped an F-bomb this week talking about the pain. And I would prefer he plays this week against the Rams than Trey Lance. I just think he's been in this game. He's won this game. It's not, you know, it's not too big for him. He's been to playoff games and Super Bowls, and he's won this game. He's matched up well. He's seen Aaron Donald. He's seen this defense. He's seen these schemes. He's seen Jalen Ramsey. I think it's a better spot in this moment for Jimmy. But it's funny. I went back this morning, and I thought, let's look at the five first-round rookie quarterbacks and how they perform. So the first guy was Trevor Lawrence. Really, really talented. Start day one, disaster. Bad. Number two, Zach Wilson. Started day one. Mostly ugly, but there's been some growth. Trey Lance. We're not really going to play you. We got a veteran you're going to learn from. You'll get an occasional spot start. Well, he was pretty good last week, but kind of undecided. It does look like if he took his first start and his second start, he's way better. Justin Fields, split time. So he's not Lance, who sat. He's not Trevor Lawrence or Zach,
who played, he's all over the kind of play, didn't play, start, no start, hurt. It's been good, bad, and ugly. It's been everything. And then Mac Jones, all in day one. It's worked, and he's getting better. So where they went to college, their arm strength, their size, their mobility, there's no connectivity with any of this stuff. The two winners as rookies are Mac Jones, better than we thought, and if you take last week with Trey Lance, from the first start to this start, he's way better. And what do they have in common? Size, mobility, arm, experience. No, Mac played a ton in his last year in college, and Trey Lance hasn't taken many snaps in 3 years. What they have in common is New England and San Francisco were the best places to land with the best coaches, the best structure, the least chaos. In fact, one's in a brutal division, Trey Lance, and it still looks like it's working. So we talk constantly during the draft process about the player and his talent and his size and his arm and his program, his Heisman, and none of it matters in the NFL. It's where you land. In fact, it is so hard to overcome a bad coach, chaos, a bad owner, that the only quarterback that I can really think of who has overcome it, and there was a ceiling, he's now out of the game 10 years before he should have, is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck took a bad roster and went 11-5, 11-5, 11-5, and ended up and got blasted by New England in an AFC championship. That's the exception. One guy where the landing spot didn't really matter in terms of wins. Now, it did matter in terms of his health and his career. So you could subtract him and say, in the end, Andrew Luck actually were disappointed with the results because he was called the best college quarterback since John Elway. So what is it going to change? Let's go back to the start of this rant. What is it going to change? I'm going to probably talk less about how great the quarterbacks are going forward in a draft and more about where they're going to land. Because otherwise, I'm just talking in circles. It's word salad. None of it matters. It's all nonsense. But if you ask me today the safest bets on they're going to work, I would say Mac Jones is going to win a bunch of games. And I think Trey Lance, next year getting all the snaps, clean up his delivery, is going to win a bunch of games, even in that division. Especially if Russell Wilson leaves the division. So there's my change. I'm not going to tell you about the football change I'm making next year, but that's the change. I think I've probably have learned over time that hyping up all these college quarterbacks and guessing how they're going to do, well, it's not very accurate until I know where they land. And if they land with Kyle Shanahan, a very bright offensive coach who makes life kind of easy for his quarterbacks, I mean, MVP Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, Super Bowl, because it's a power run offense, a lot of play action stuff, a lot of moving out, easier throws, scripted throws. So my guess is Trey Lance is going to be pretty successful. I don't know what pretty successful looks like. I'm not talking way up here, but I'm not talking way down there. He's going to win a bunch of games, and so is Mac Jones. Justin Fields has to overcome the chaos of the Bears. Trevor Lawrence, I cross my fingers. He gets the right guy. What if he gets another miss on coach two? That there's no history of Jacksonville being consistently good. There you go. And Zach Wilson, I still have massive doubts. I think he has the fourth best coach in his division. Nothing against Robert Saleh, but I think he does. Not running your business on NetSuite's like trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory. For the new year, NetSuite, new financing. Go to netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D. Very excited. You know, the thing about it, when I make my Blazing Five, I always feel very strongly I'm going to have a winning week. And I, even though this week you got COVID and injuries, I love my picks. I absolutely love them, and I think I'm going to go 5-0, and I did have a couple of 4-1s, I think, and I had a 1-4, but this is going to be good. I feel it in my bones, in my old skinny post-birthday bones. Next, The Herd.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.